On the show today, we have Filene's Tansley Stearns and Summit Credit Union's Joanne Boulanger talking about their digital strategies program. We are talking a little digital strategies today with the folks from Filene, namely Tansley Stearns, and then Summit Credit Union has joined us with Joanne Boulanger. Did I get it right, Joanne?
Yes, you did. Good job, Mike.
My French. Okay, anyway, and we're talking about Filene's digital strategies program, and before we dive into all the details of it, Tansley, can you give us a quick 411 on what your digital strategies program is all about? What is it?
Yeah, absolutely. So in Impact here at Filene, it's really all about taking the best of our research and innovation and making that practical and applicable for credit unions. And the research that grounded this program was really done with Amazon. So Amazon created something a few years ago called Credit Central.
Okay.
And their effort there was really to help consumers to find the very best credit card for them. So when they were checking out, that they would have a way to pay. Mm-hmm. And of course, for Amazon, more choice is better. So when they were first testing the program, they wanted to include lots of options.
Right.
And
right.
So we had the opportunity to collaborate with them to bring credit unions into that pilot. So that's where it started. And as a credit union junkie, I was super excited about the opportunity because, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking credit unions are the best kept secret in North America. Now we're going to bring Amazon to the table.
Yeah.
We will be driving membership growth and loan growth. And what we quickly found as we tested is that most of the credit unions just weren't ready to take advantage of the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So as you might imagine, you know, you start with Amazon, the consumer's really going to expect that process to be simple, fast, and easy. And let's say Chase comes up as the card of choice.
Right.
Everything outside of getting the card in the mail happened online. And for many of the credit unions that participated in the pilot, what we found was a little bit clumsy. Sometimes they couldn't join online. Other times the membership and loan application weren't in sync. So this member's having to input that same exact information in two different forms in very short order. And in some instances, just the credit union's website itself mm-hmm. was so clumsy that the consumer didn't know what to do next. And
yeah.
so found people just dropping out and making other choices. Yeah. So we thought, well, gosh, learning all this, how might we help credit unions get stronger in this digital age? And that's how the program was born. And if I were to synthesize what the program's all about, it's simply helping credit unions get stronger at iteration. You know, what I observe, and I was guilty of this in my former life, is that we oftentimes treat websites the way that we treat print material. You know, we budget for a website redesign, we do our happy dance when it gets approved.
Yeah.
We execute on it, amortize it over 3 years, and then other than rate changes, we sometimes don't touch it much. And the gift of this digital age is the ability to try something today, mm-hmm. amplify what works, stop mm-hmm. doing what doesn't. And the program's really about helping credit unions to do just that.
Precisely. I love it. Now, Joanne, how is Summit involved here? I mean, obviously, you guys have implemented some of these the program, and so what has taken place with you guys?
Yes, we were very excited to tap into the observational research because it was a collaboration with Rob Rubin from Novantas. So he was the facilitator. So we engaged through Filene and worked closely with Rob to actually recruit over 20 consumers. So they were not all Summit Credit Union members. A third of them ended up being just because of our presence here in the Madison area.
Sweet.
But our focus was really to bring in consumers and actually observe them. So this is the best practice in consumer packaged goods industries,
yeah.
consumer durables. So we brought the folks in. And then we watched them actually go online and search for products. And they had a propensity to either get a checking product, an auto loan, or even a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked them to bring the device of choice. And so one person said, I would do all my research online through my phone. So it's like, excellent, bring that. We had another one bring their tablet. And others, we said, depending where you would do your research, we'll actually have a computer there available as well. And the interesting thing was we had two cameras on each consumer. One was actually on their face, so we could watch their facial expression
yeah.
as they were searching.
Yeah.
And the other one was on the device of choice. So we could actually see where they were going to see if it would match what they were saying out loud to Rob, who was a facilitator. And it was just incredible. Observational research in my past life as well has always been instrumental into finding some of those insights.
Yeah.
And we've been able, and we're still making changes on our website based on some of that research. Really? So we had some key findings around what's most important to the consumers, depending on the product. Mm-hmm. You know, for checking products, it's they want to know what are the options, which one is best for me, and what are the fees. Mm-hmm. And we were not making that obvious. We were not answering those key questions right away. And so for mortgages, it's, okay, what are the rates and what's going to be my payment? So now we're making it easy, easier for them, trying to hide our internal plumbing based on the that we have. That's always a key. But it was instrumental in terms of what are consumers looking for, what's important to them, and then we have a whole project plan that we're working through to make changes based on that research. And we will do it again this year.
That is such fascinating stuff. This is like stuff that credit unions don't normally get into. I mean, we're just, you know, we're very set in our ways with the low rates and no fees and service. Now we're really getting into the nuts and bolts of this stuff and the strategies and the philosophy and the psyche. It's really exciting to see this stuff. I mean, Tansley, I mean, what do you hope that credit unions will get out of this? I mean, obviously, improved shopping experience, I guess, for lack of better terminology. Is that kind of what the end goal is here?
It is, and I think it's really all about, you know, Feline is known for innovation. We built this innovation competency through I3 11 years ago, and it's not about just creating the new cool thing because it's so uncool. It's really about understanding what the biggest problems are for consumers, and being able to watch people helps you to get there, because there's this interesting phenomenon about human beings. We say we will do one thing, and what we actually do is something else. And watching this live observational research, you're able to do that. And I think one of the other outcomes of doing live observational research that we've seen with credit unions is bringing alignment to senior leaders, because what we invite the credit unions that participate to do is not just have Joanne there, but to have Joanne and all our colleagues there.
Yeah.
Because as you know, the credit union website is something that can be a bit contentious. Yes. Everybody wants a piece of the real estate. Everybody has their own ideas about what works and what doesn't. When you watch a member or potential member use the site and they have trouble, there's no more argument.
Exactly. Seeing is believing, you know?
It's the voice of the consumer. We had that. Right. Yeah. We were able to make some changes right away based on some of the initial feedback. And it also showed some of our shortfalls. Because through the process, the consumers would get to a point where, you know, the facilitator would say, well, what would you do next? And they'd say, well, I'd call. Well, let's call. So they would call the credit union. It was after 6. No one answered.
Oh.
Another one wanted details about, oh, there's some information here about a hybrid discount. So it's 0.25%. I want more details. So call. So the consumer called, got the information, but our call center rep all of a sudden didn't follow up, didn't ask for the contact information, didn't prompt and say, oh, when are you thinking of buying? You know, there was no closure on the sales lead. And we're all sitting in the other room, two doors down, saying, oh, no. And so it just showed some of that where it's like, okay, front face, this is voice of the consumer. We need to address some of these things.
Yeah.
And some of it's just really simple. Like one of the critical findings we've seen almost every time we've done testing is that oftentimes credit unions have credit cards under loans. The average consumer doesn't think of a credit card as a loan.
Yeah.
And so we've literally had people that say, okay, yep, I'm interested in a credit card. And they go to the credit union's website homepage and they say, oh, they don't have them. I'll go someplace else. Yeah.
So that's one finding we actually carved out. Yeah. So now we have a separate tab for just credit cards. Mm-hmm. And no longer have it under loans.
Now, Joanne, have you seen, I mean, now that said, what types of results have you seen since kind of implementing a lot of these changes?
For example, one of the sort of most impressive results is before we did the research, if somebody looked for a mortgage keyword in our area, be it Madison or Milwaukee, we would show up on the 9th page in terms of results, which is astounding because we're the number one mortgage lender in Madison. Amongst all FIs.
Wow.
And it's like, oh, okay, we need to improve that based on this research, making it easier to find the rates. And
uh-oh. I think we lost you there for a second. We're frozen.
Either number between number 3 and 5.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hang on a second, guys. we froze. Skype is not acting kind today. Now, yeah. Joanne, we lost you at rates. You were saying something about low rates. you had your finger out. You were going like this, and then it went, and then we froze. Can you go back to that? I mean, like, what results you guys have seen?
Yes. So one of the changes we made based on some of the findings we had, the result was we were on the 9th page in terms of keyword search results.
Right.
Now we're on the front page.
Nice.
Front page. And we're either, you know, between number 3 and 5.
Okay.
So we're always resulting there, which is great because we're the number one mortgage lender. We need to support that.
Well done.
So keyword search, let's make sure we show up in the search results, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and then making even copy changes. And so making some of those changes and making the fact that consumers can find our rates easier,
right,
and the rates that they're looking for and the payments, that has helped a lot.
Now, Tansley, this brings up another point. I mean, is there SEO involved in this study as well? So
yeah, absolutely. So part of what credit unions can choose to do through the program is SEO analysis.
Okay.
And it's really powerful, to Joanne's point. You know, natural search is what consumers look for. One of the things we find in the live observational research is, you know, certainly you can pay for search, but consumers are really ad blind. There's anything that they see as an ad, they just ignore it.
Yep.
And so finding that natural search is so critical. So we go through that SEO analysis, and it's great because typically we can give pretty significant suggestions that will get your search to be changed in the way that Summit's has.
Right.
And it's, you know, not expensive work to do, sometimes time consuming, mm-hmm, but really, really practical in terms of here's what we found, here's what you can do to change it.
Right, right. And Joanne, it's like it's almost down to like just the words, I mean, the language that you're using. It could be something as simple as that, the keywords that you're using to help you rank higher on the search engine. Very cool stuff. So where do we go from here, guy? I mean, where do we go from here? I mean, it sounds like it's obviously been a smashing success for Summit. And where do we take it from here?
Yeah, so I really invite credit unions to participate. Obviously, we'd love to see more engaged.
Yeah.
Certainly from my perspective, my dream state is that we are no longer that best kept secret in North America. And the truth is, from my perspective, credit unions have to make it easier for consumers to do business with us. And the future member is going to think of that digital experience, mm-hmm, first. So taking this really seriously, I think, matters. And so investing the time, energy, and effort. You know, one of the things I often say to credit unions is, you know, we wouldn't think anything of investing millions of dollars in a new facility. If I were to come on the show and say, hey, invest millions of dollars on your website, you would laugh at me and say, well, we're certainly never going to do that. But that is the first place every consumer goes to do their research. So even if it's not millions of dollars, let's figure out how we invest more heavily in this really important strategy for credit unions.
Exactly. And that kind of brings me to my final point here. Joanne, it's like your title is Vice President of Digital Marketing. I mean, this is a position that wasn't even thought of.
Correct.
10, 15 years, especially 20 years ago. So that, I mean, that just kind of backs up what Tansley just said. And so the shopping behavior is just changing so rapidly. I mean, this sounds like a necessity almost. And the more credit unions that participate, the more data, the more the merrier, you know, the better picture you can get to rank high, like what Summit has experienced. Very cool stuff. Any parting words here, Joanne, to wrap up?
Oh, just one little story.
Yeah. I hope if it doesn't freeze again. Okay. Are you guys there?
We are.
Okay,
there we
crazy
go.
Skypeness. Oh my goodness.
Yes, Skype's not happy with us today. As we talk about technology and the digital experience.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, Joanne, you said you had one final story to share. So you want to.
Yes, we had two real aha moments. One of them was 2 out of the 20 consumers, actually, when they started searching, they went to maps first. And they actually mapped their way from home to the office or back to see what all the other FIs that they had on, on the way. Oh, and that's how they identified what would be in their consideration set to see which credit unions or which banks they would actually consider. And even though we all know maybe the consumer will never step inside a physical branch, they still want that security and that safety of knowing that physical location is there. So that was an aha for us.
Okay.
And it just reinforces, make sure that your Google business pages are up to date, you have the right locations, Google Plus. So all these things confirm that from a digital side to support what the consumers were actually doing. And then the other one was not necessarily surprising, but we had one member who was only credit union member. So she was part of three different credit unions in Madison. What did she search for? The best mortgage rate at a bank in Madison. And we're sitting there. And it's like that four-letter word, you know? And it's like, but it just reconfirmed to us because we thought if anyone would search for credit union, it should have been her. But she still searched for banks. So we have taken, you know, there's been two different schools of thought, but it is the verb. So I've worked with my counterparts on the marketing side, and we've added it to the copy. And so it's like, oh, bank with us. And we've even changed our name from online branch to online banking, just so that it surfaces in the search results.
You gotta do it. I mean, it's something, it's kind of a necessity. You gotta do it, even though it's, like you said, it's the four-letter word.
Exactly.
In our industry it is. All right, guys, fantastic information. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to give us this information, which I think can be so beneficial to the rest of the industry, because I think it's, in my opinion, and probably yours as well, it's so crucial for our continued success and, you know, keep that arrow pointed upward. So, good stuff. All right, guys, well, thanks again, and we'll point everyone to the website so they can get to the digital strategies page and check it out and participate. Very important.
That's right. Thanks so much, Mike. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.